8. Earlier today, Japan beat Israel 8-3. In the NBA, the Bulls are back in action tonight when they host Memphis. Cameron Payne is out. Rajon Rondo starts at point. Game tips at 7. In hockey, bad news for Artem Anisimov. He is out for 3 to 4 weeks with that lower body injury. The Blackhawks are off today with Ottawa in town tomorrow. AHL, the Wolves host Texas tonight. Puck drops at 7. College hoops, NIT. Illinois State takes on UC Irvine. Game starts at 8:30. NCAA play-in games. Two more to go tonight. NC Central faces UC Davis, followed by Providence and USC. NFL, all charges of aggravated assault from an incident in February have been dismissed against Darrell Revis. This scoreboard update been brought to you by Land Rover Above and Beyond. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit RosenHyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers. And you can also check out our live video stream at 670thescore.com on most days, not today. Brought to you by American Needle, based in Chicago since 1918. Looking forward to a conversation with Chris Bryant in just a couple of moments. The reigning National League Most Valuable Player is expected to be up in the booth. Take a couple of minutes.
Right up now. Yeah, he's coming down the steps right now.
Hey, he's actually here.
How you doing, Chris? Go, what's going on?
What's up, Chris Bryant? How are you, man?
Good.
Here, top that on.
Headset? Yeah, we're good to go. You know? It's live, no cursing. I don't expect that out of you, though. How you doing?
You're seriously worried about him? Come on.
How you
never
doing?
Said a bad word in my life.
How's everything, man?
Great. Doing great. Arizona? A little hot right now. I'm going to complain a little bit. I know the guys in Chicago are probably freezing, but I'm getting sunburnt over here.
How's married life?
It's good. It's honestly doesn't feel much different. Getting used to the ring on the finger, though. That's just the biggest, the craziest feeling. I'm always spinning it.
You don't play with it on.
No. Definitely don't play with it on.
Because that's a Zobrist has like a rubber Cubs ring that he's got.
Yeah. That,
he's married to the Cubs.
It's a different feeling, that's for sure. So I don't know if I can swing a bat with a ring on.
Have you lost it yet? Have you misplaced it?
No.
Do you have a backup ring, Chris Bryant?
No. Obviously, you can't lose the one you get married in or you're in the doghouse. So, I make sure that when I go to the bathroom at a restaurant or something, I take it off, put it in my pocket. Don't leave it on the counter. Sometimes I forget to put it on, but it's always in my pocket.
Yeah, don't mess that up. Don't do that.
I noticed, too, that weren't random people buying you stuff off your registry?
Oh, my gosh, so many. It was a lot of work opening up the boxes, and then you got to break them down for the trash guy. And oh my goodness! But
oh, poor you.
A lot. So
all
very
the great
thankful.
Gifts I got over.
My wife is actually the one writing all the thank you notes, and she's so behind. But anybody who's gave us a gift is gonna be getting a thank you.
What's
note
the best gift
sure.
you got?
You know
the one you use the most, or the one you're like, you know what, this is pretty awesome that we got this.
I don't really use too much of the stuff we got because I don't know. I think the coolest thing, obviously for my wife, she really enjoyed it, was we got from Jimmy Kimmel, actually, after I went on his show there. He bought us the KitchenAid mixer, which I hear those things are crazy expensive, and he was the one who got it for us. So we opened it up, and we're like, Jimmy Kimmel. I'm like, oh, he got us this. This is really cool. So
that's great. What a nice little note.
Yeah. So I can say we're friends now.
Now, last year at this time, you were retooling your swing plane. You're changing the launch angle in an effort to cut down on strikeouts. I think it worked. Yeah. I think it did okay. I think we can count that one in the win column. And any tinkering this year, any going back, seeing how you were pitched and adjusting?
Yeah, I've done. I don't even know. I haven't really needed to go like look at any video in terms of how I was being pitched. It's kind of more fresh in my memory and just how guys were thrown to me, and a lot of people pitch me inside. So I did really well at pulling the ball last year, but this year I really want to take advantage and, you know, hit the ball that's on the outside corner, you know, over the fence more. Or I don't really just want a single on that pitch. I want to be able to do damage on that so that I'm a tougher out when I get up there. As a hitter, that's all you can really ask for, is to be a tough out. You can't really control if you get a hit or not, but you can go out there and kind of fill in your holes and just be that tough out that, you know, I'm striving to be.
It's hard for you to sound, well, damn near impossible for you to sound brash or arrogant, but you always get the flip side of this question. What What's been easier than you expected it to be? You know, guys get to the show and it's like, all right, this is it now. But what's been an easier adjustment than you're like, you know what?
I got this.
I'm pretty special. This is easier than I expected. What is there a certain facet, maybe, you know, the business of it? What's been easier than you expected?
You know, I feel like everybody does a good job of making life pretty easy in the big leagues. I mean, we live the absolute best lives. You know, I'm living a dream every day. I got to go out there and play baseball. And, you know, the game part of it's hard, but I found it fairly quick and easy to get used to the size of the crowd. You know, at first I thought, you know, this is going to be something to get used to, you know, the nerves and calming them down and realizing you're playing in front of 40,000 people every night. But
some random stranger knowing, yeah, like, yeah, your mom's name, yeah, and screaming at,
exactly,
you about it.
Yeah, yeah, you're hearing everybody
screaming.
Where's
the guy that bought your Cuisinart for you?
So that was something that I found a little easier to get used to. And, you know, it definitely helps when you're playing in the World Series and Game 7. Everybody's screaming and you feel, you know, comfortable with it.
How much do you shut it down as far as hitting? Because we know that you're a notorious cage rat, mm-hmm, and all the stories about just the amount of work that you put in. But sometimes you can wear down physically and mentally. Do you say, look, I'm going to give it a 2 weeks, or I'm going to give it a month, and then I'm not even going to look at a bat?
Yeah, I took about probably a month off from hitting. You know, I was thinking about it. It just was smart for me to kind of take some time off and regroup. But, you know, the workout started, you know, a couple weeks after the season ended. But, yeah, it's tough to not go out there and just want to hit the whole off season just because I love doing it. And it's a passion of mine. So, but I told myself, take some time off. You know, we just won the World Series. It was a long year. I played a ton of games, so it was important to me to kind of regroup.
Do you golf?
Love golf.
Okay. So, and I know that elite professional athletes can do this in ways that the rest of us can't. But how do you make sure that when you're standing over a golf ball and you're swinging, that those mechanics are entirely separate? Like, you can actually, like, flip a channel in your head so there's no interference or no bleed through in any muscle memory.
Yeah. Well, I just keep the same swing I do in baseball, and that's probably why I slice everything.
Is it the one hand?
I'm staying inside
Chris,
every.
That's not what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. I'm staying inside every ball I hit, playing the power fade. So, but no, I you could see it as like if you're playing every day, it could probably start affecting your swing. But guy, I hear Jonas Cespedes plays every day before,
yep,
an actual baseball game. So, you know, maybe it doesn't affect you, but I couldn't go out there and play every day.
You're human. You're human. And speaking of being human, how do you, you know, the last 4 years of your life have been ridiculous, like ridiculously successful on a personal level, on a professional level. How do you not take it for granted? Like, I know you got your support staff and your support system and your new wife and everybody around you keeping you grounded. I know you probably reset it as much as you possibly can, but how do you not take all this success for granted?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's something that, you know, I've learned, you know, from my parents and just how they raised me. And just, you know, I realized that baseball really is just a game and it's fun to play. But, you know, there's more important things in life. And like you mentioned, you know, the things off the field is what, you know, I really enjoy too. And, you know, getting married and having an awesome wife and family really humbles me. So, and then on the field, you know, I think just me being the player I am, I really expect the things that I do out there. I don't want to settle for anything. I hate, you know, being mediocre or average. I don't ever want to be that. So I think if I can continue to keep that mindset and push myself and always find an area to get better each year and continue to, you know, fill those holes, that's, you know, it'll be good for me.
What's that area this year? You talked about the inside fastball and people busting you in. You still want a damn MVP with, yeah, them doing that. But when you take it back to the lab, and I know you don't want to give away too many trade secrets here, but when you take it back to the lab, what are you like? You know what? I need to tweak this so I can,
yeah,
win another MVP and another World Series.
You know, I mentioned that hitting the outside pitch better, but honestly, it's all areas of the game that I just want to be better at. I want to go first to third more. I want to be faster home into first, you know, make the routine play, which right now it seems it's tough for me. I've been having a hard time over at third base, but hopefully I get those kinks out and continue to learn from it and get better for it. But I'm always going to be the type that, you know,
finds. You want to play
area.
One position only at some
care.
Point in your career?
I don't care at all. I love moving around. I love being that type of teammate and player and a guy that just can I just want
this guy. Unbelievable. Yeah, we got to fight something here. All
right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's enough. Yeah.
You dropped Superman on us in here now. Yeah. We got nothing for you.
Now, you're the perfect guy to ask this, too, because there's some focus on Joe Madden and his Maddenness. And for the last couple years with a young team, it's easy. Oh, here's the petting zoo, and here's the magician, and here's all this. But look. You won the World Series now, and everybody's another year older. And I'm just wondering if Joe's like, hey, it's onesie time. And everyone's like, okay, all right, Joe, here we go. Yeah, let's do the onesies again, right?
Yeah, no, we don't think that at all, man.
Okay.
I'm honestly disappointed in him in that he hasn't been doing too much this spring training. I mean,
went cold turkey on you guys.
Yeah, I mean,
everybody's got that one suit waiting in the back.
Waiting.
Like, I'm gonna bust this out and kill him. Yeah. He's like,
well, I tell you what, if we do that again, I'm gonna wear the suit that Ellen gave me on her show after the World Series, a full Cubs suit. So I've been waiting for that. So hopefully over that road trip again. But a little disappointed in him. He hasn't.
This guy getting gifts from the stars.
I gotta be honest with you. Like,
you should see the ashtray Merv Griffin gave him.
With Bryant over here, like, he's dropped Jimmy Kimmel on us, he's dropped Ellen on us, you know. I mean,
to be very subtle about it.
You should see Maury Povich gave me these underpants.
Right. Arsenio Hall was paving my driveway the other day, and I was like, what are you doing? Whoop, whoop,
hey,
whoop.
Hey, how many times have you watched the final play, the clinching play?
A bunch. So many times. It's always, it seems to be on, you know, social media every day. It's something I went home and I wanted to, you know, rewatch all those games, and just because we did something so special and something that we may never get a chance to experience again. So I made sure that, you know, I spent those weeks where I wasn't hitting or working out, I was watching all the World Series highlights that I could. So
your foot almost slipped, didn't it?
My foot did slip.
I pictured smiling. That ball just taking off. And,
I got Riz over there. He's a platinum glover. He's gonna catch anything. So he's a big target too. So I could slip all I wanted.
You could tell. You could tell us though. Game 7.
Yep.
Well, nobody's listening right now. Game 7, and you guys are looking around like, hey, what the hell's going on here? Is this thing happening? Even though it has nothing to do with us, and then the rain delay. But what was going through your mind at that point, where shortly before the rain delay, where things were a little muddy?
Yeah. After that, Rajesh Davis homer. I mean, I was in shock, disbelief. I was just, it was upsetting, but I mean, realizing that the score was still tied. I mean, there's still, you know, you feel a little better about that, but I mean, it took the breath out of me. I was just completely overwhelmed by it, but you know, that rain delay really did save us and kind of helped us regroup, and very thankful for the Mother Nature there.
We were talking a lot about the tag that Javier Baez made last night, where the blind, the no-look tag, while he's already celebrating before he's tagged the guy out. It's just the Javiest of Javi plays.
Yep.
Yet, when we talk about that final play of the World Series, your smile, you knew you were about to win the World Series. So there was something that...
Is that resting Chris face?
That's, like, well, yeah. Right, I mean, he's a pretty smiley guy anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
He's nodding like when he's nervous or he's about to screw up. He smiles as well, though, right?
Exactly. You got to smile. Own it.
Smiling's my favorite.
Elf? What's going on here? He's about to throw away the Cubs World Series. Like, all right, guys.
No, you know what? You nailed it. It was resting Chris face. I make that stupid face all the time. It's just... It does... I can't get it off my face.
Right? Your wife's like, come on now with the Chris face. It's like, we're having a serious talk right now. Why are you smiling?
It's my concentration face. I'm sitting there playing video games. I'm making that face.
Like a bunch of 70-year-olds almost had strokes and Chris is smiling.
I'm playing baseball. Yay.
I'm going to be rich tomorrow.
Not yet. I mean,
hey, this man, listen. This man's got...
That's why he's going to take all the gifts.
He's got billboards everywhere. He's hanging out with Ellen and Jimmy Kimmel. He's got the Adidas deal. Like, he's one of the few Adidas athletes that are actually doing something. So, like, you know, like he's out here.
They need him.
Right? Yeah. It's like, ooh, James Harden and Chris Bryant. That's what we got here. No, he's got the Express deal, right?
Not right now. It was a one-year deal.
Oh. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, someone get Gap on the phone. What are we doing here?
He's like David Ross, the new face of Express.
Hey, you can always bring FUBU back. I mean, come on, Kev. Let's get in here. Come on.
I'm open.
Now, when is it reasonable to think that you and the Cubs could actually sit down and say, hey, this whole year-to-year arbitration thing, let's do what you did with Rizzo and make this work for both sides?
I've always said I'll listen to anything that anybody has, but the business side is not something that I handle. And it was good for me to kind of go to college and kind of get a sense of how this game works in terms of that end, so that I don't have to handle that. And I feel that I have the best guy on my team helping me with the advice along the way, and I'm thankful for that. So, but yeah, I told you, I'll listen to whatever anybody has to say to me. So if there's any new Express or Gap or Echo or
the downside, we're joking about all the success and the newfound
Echo.
Fame.
Did you Echo. Really just say Echo? Yeah. What's next?
Is that the one with the rhino?
Yeah, yeah.
Nope.
Lugs next? What do you got going on? Echo?
Yeah, right.
We're just thinking of stuff that's going down.
Rock-a-wear.
Right.
What else?
Tommy Hilfiger.
Right. Cavaricci, brought to you by Chris Bryant.
as fast as this has happened for you, there is a downside where you can't blend in a crowd real easily because of your height, and it's hard for you to go out to dinner and still be nice to people, and frankly people don't really respect boundaries.
No.
And sometimes you give up a little bit, you sacrifice something about what you are able to do and the comfort you're able to have. Have you been able to reconcile that and understand that is sort of the give back for some of this?
Yeah, it comes with the territory, and that's something that, you know, when that stuff stops, that means you guys, the team's not doing anything good. You're not doing anything good. So I really take that, and I'm thankful for it. So we have the best fans ever. I mean, everybody knows it. So I feel like it's okay for them to occasionally overstep a boundary and while I'm at dinner to come up to me, because, you know, if it wasn't for them, you know, we wouldn't have had the success that we have. And,
isn't he just?
I know.
It's just.
We love our fans, man.
No,
you're
I was thinking that it was like a facade.
Nope.
This is this guy right here.
Yep. I try to be as genuine as I possibly can.
He's the pageant winner, man. This guy won it life on every
level. I want
to
bring peace to all nations.
Yeah, real deal. Like, ladies and gentlemen, President Bryant, thank you so much for jumping on.
Whoa.
I play baseball.
For now.
Yeah. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank
for joining
you. Got time.
You got
time.
Appreciate it.
Guys. Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Thank you.
I wish you luck, but you don't need it.
And we'll work on that deal for you, too.
That is Chris Bryant, the reigning National League Most Valuable Player with Bernstein and Goff on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Joe, Matt.
All conversational roads out here right now lead to Ian Happ.
He's getting most of his ABs from the left side. It's not just good, it's like how hard he's hitting the ball. He's almost like pretty much put two pitchers in the hospital the last two games.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670, The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Ford Commercial Vehicles, built Ford Tough. There are two things that annoy most of us in watching the NCAA tournament. The first is when people make the assumption that because they picked the game right in their bracket, that they somehow are the all-knowing whimsical wizard of the NCAA tournament. The other is that because one team beat another, somehow that team's conference is superior to the other. Case in point last night were Kansas State, who was 8-10 in Big 12 play in the regular season, took down Wake Forest, 9-9 in ACC play in the regular season. The Big 12 may in fact prove to be superior to the ACC in the tournament, but Kansas State beating Wake Forest does not mean that. Kansas State beating Wake Forest means nothing more than Kansas State was better than Wake Forest last night. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, "I have no idea what this is." And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
For Xfinity, you know, I've been telling you for several years now to make the switch to Xfinity if you haven't already. You guys know I love all of my services, starting with the Xfinity Stream app. Being able to watch TV in-home on my mobile device or offline while I'm away is really awesome. Super fast and always reliable internet. The on-demand system where thousands of movies and TV shows are available is just incredible. And millions of Wi-Fi hotspots around the nation. I use it all the time when me and the boys are out to dinner or out to lunch, planning on using it when we go on a road trip too. Always stay connected. Saving money on my data plan on my phone is always great. So here's a great opportunity for you right now. If you want to make the switch, you can make the switch to Xfinity for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. You enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with a 2-year term agreement and enrollment in the EcoBill and auto pay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Just call them at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com.
99 bucks. That's it. This is huge. Brand new Buicks and GMCs, just $99 a month at Grossinger during our massive $99 sales event. You can lease a new 2017 Buick Encore, just $99 per month. Drive a new 2017 GMC Terrain SLE for only $129 per month. Grossinger has loaded up our inventory with new Buicks and GMCs arriving daily just for this event. We've got over 600 vehicles, so there's plenty to choose from. We said this was massive, just $99 a month. And every new vehicle we sell is backed by the Grossinger Advantage, including free home delivery, car washes, and courtesy transportation, plus extended service hours. But hurry, new Buicks and GMCs, just $99 a month, in soon. Now, at Grossinger Autoplex in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and GrossingerAutoplex.com. That's GrossingerAutoplex.com. 24-month leases, 2,000 due at signing, plus tax, title, license, and 172.15 dock fee. Zero security deposit, 10K miles per year. Offers expire at month's end. Number B70113, number M70345.
Your creativity was hard at work when you first had the vision to start your own business. It's with that inspiration in mind, Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Printers were designed to help you reveal the creativity of your small business. The Canon Maxify printer lineup provides you with the options to best showcase your ideas with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify. Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
To save 10% Saturday, join Miller Lite and 670 The Score for a special college hoops broadcast. First, it's Spiegel and Parkins, then Grody and Rosenblum broadcasting live, talking college hoops and Chicago sports at the Kinsey on the Rocks Bar inside Jewel Osco at 370 North Des Plaines in Chicago from 10 a.m. to 3. Stop by, say hi, and chant the college fight song for your chance to win great prizes. Visit cbschicago.com/events for more info. Miller Lite, the original light beer.
This is Sports. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show, live out here in Mesa, Arizona, for about another 35 minutes or so before we have to hop on a bird back to the city so we can do our Orland Park Hooters appearance.
It's going to be tomorrow. Fun. Yeah, Dos Equis is sending the Spiegel and Parkins Show and the Bernstein and Goff Show to the Hooters at 153rd and LaGrange in Orland Park. All the games are going to be on, and there's going to be craziness everywhere across the country and teams you'd never heard of upsetting teams that you've heard of.
We're going to have wings.
We're going to have some wings.
We're going to have wings.
Do they do the naked wings there, the unbreaded?
They can do whatever you want.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Bring
it through. Spicy, mild. You know, not ghost pepper spicy, by the way. This is the another reason why Dan Bernstein is Dan Bernstein, because last night while we were having a good time at the Mission and we had our tableside guac, and it was the young man who was making the two orders, one mild, one spicy. And then Dan Bernstein proceeded to ask the young man what was in everything that
curious.
He was mixing.
I'm very interested to know what's going on.
I got you. And then he said, enjoy the spicy. There's a ghost pepper in there. And Dan,
deadpan. He said completely. They didn't even wink. He didn't say there's ghost pepper in there. Like a warning. Like I think most places who would do that would legally have to warn you.
Well, it was because you were, you know, trying to make sure that he was putting together the right
ingredients. No, I wasn't critiquing him. I was just interested.
So he gave you a little something on the way out, and you enjoyed the spicy more than you did the mild.
Way more. At some places when they do that, the servers are the preparers are a little more talkative, and they're sort of explaining, like, first, you know, we start with this. So they walk you through it, and they make a little show out of it, and he wasn't. So I'm just kind of curious, because I can get a tip or two. I can learn when I make it myself when to put something in or what to put in or how much.
Yeah, it was flavorful guacamole.
Oh, it was outstanding. And I will tell you, the order of the night was that pork belly or pork loin pibil that Chris Tannehill picked out. Dude.
Yeah, it was good.
That was really spectacular.
And then our $10 steak tacos.
Yeah, those were not large. They were delicious.
Yeah, they were terrific.
Really, really good. A lot of cheddar in there. But
very small. Very, very small.
So the picture of Chris Bryant here was posted on Twitter, and Schmutzy says, is that forced perspective, or is Bryant just huge?
He's 6'5".
A little bit of both.
6'5", 6'6".
Yeah, but he is closer to the camera in that picture, but he's a big man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can see it when he's standing in the box. I mean, that's... And at that height, golf isn't easy either. When you're talking about leaning over a ball or having to get to like you ever watching Jordan play golf, and what that what
and the big pants and
giant cigar.
See how wide his shoulders are because he's wearing a polo that's like tight enough to make you respect the majesty of one Michael.
He doesn't
Jeffrey
still
Jordan.
Do that. Like old fat Jordan doesn't do that.
Nah,
he?
He's got the the more relaxed fit stuff up top and down below. I didn't say he had the full broat. No, he does not have that. No, but Chris is a big man, 6'5 or so, or 220, 225, somewhere around there. You see, what, 23-year-old NL MVP. And you figure you're going to tweak your game a little bit and do other things. There's something in me, though, that thinks that he would like to have one position at some point in time where it's like, all right, I like left field. I like third base. I like all these things.
For now, here's the thing. I have, a well-honed BS detector about things people say.
No, he's good
about,
money.
Yeah. That's legit.
Mm-hmm.
That's him.
Yeah.
You can't fake that.
No, it seems like he's a well-grounded and, as Lynn Casper said, a well-raised young man. He's great at baseball, but his parents probably instilled in him the values that and the foundation that you would want to instill in any child.
Dad, and sometimes when you work that hard at something, some people don't like it anymore. Some people burn out.
You can turn somebody off.
Yeah, I mean, even somebody, some concert oboist or something that spends 8 hours a day practicing, or works to be the greatest in the world. It's just to at 24 to still love the game as much as he does, to still enjoy showing up at the ballpark, and that's those are the guys that end up sustaining.
and end up doing exactly what they say they're going to do, and not getting lazy when it comes to adjustment. And you know, he's not when he's 41 and getting ready to pinch hit. I don't think he's going to be asleep in the clubhouse pointing to his logo, right? that guy doesn't need
no stretch.
Hey, that logo don't
worked
stretch.
Worked out for him though. I mean, come on, you're speaking of Ken Griffey Jr. doing that once, pointing at his shoes while he was being asked to go pinch hit. You know, go stretch in the clubhouse before you pinch hit, Ken. And he points at the swinging logo on his shoe and goes, "That guy don't stretch."
In Kenosha, this is Alex on the Score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. The reason I'm calling is I'm going to Vegas this Saturday. Going to be there for a week. It's my first time in Vegas, so obviously it's my first time there for the college journey. Just wondering if you guys had any advice, any tips on maybe like betting the games or just in general how to have a good time.
Don't drink any bleach.
My advice is don't bet on sports.
Well, I mean, that he's going there to do that, so...
Well, he wanted advice. My advice is don't go to Vegas, don't bet on sports.
Yeah, me and my buddies, this would have been our third annual trip, but of course, I got a baby. So I stayed back, and some of my other guys, my guy Mike B, that was here last night, he was on his way to Vegas.
That's a world traveler. Morning. That guy, yeah. that's yeah. a rambling man.
Yeah, he does his thing. He's going there, my buddy Chip and George, and, you know, go get yourself a nice meal, and... You know, if you want to go to Caesars or one of these sports books, make sure you get there early because the seats are going to be taken. So make sure you get there early. Play some parlays. Don't bet too big. Don't do anything that's going to drive you crazy. I'm not a bettor, but when I went, I played, you know, certain teams. And, you know, enjoy the time. Enjoy the time. And by the way, whatever you do, don't buy these deals where they're trying to sell you breakfast at a certain sports bar and then you're locked into sitting there for the entire day and you don't really have any fun because you spent $100 per seat.
So, maintain your flexibility?
Yeah. Make sure you can move around a little bit. Go enjoy yourself. Go to a pool party or something like that. Enjoy the Vegas thing while you're out there because there's always conventions and spring break happening around you as well.
Aren't the pool parties crazy expensive?
For table service and bottle service, but to get in, you know, you're talking $20-$25
okay.
somewhere around there. Yeah, you can still go get
bottle service is like $800
yeah,
now, right?
Yeah, it's silly. Okay. Yeah, you got a cabana and you got people standing around you doing the bro fist pump and yeah, but yeah, enjoy yourself, man. Don't spend anything that you can't, you know, you won't feel bad about losing. Simple as that.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves host rival Grand Rapids Saturday night in a battle for first place. Tickets start at only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Spring training, the Cubs, they host Arizona tonight with Kyle Hendricks on the mound. First pitch at 9:05. The White Sox, they lead the Royals 5-2 in the seventh. Ronaldo Lopez, he went 4 2/3, give up 3 hits, 2 earned runs, and 1 home run. Yoan Moncada with a 2-run homer, Avi Garcia a solo shot in that game. World Baseball Classic, Team USA faces Venezuela. Drew Smyly opposes Felix Hernandez, first pitch at 8. Earlier today, Japan beat Israel 8-3. NBA, the Bulls are back in action tonight when they host Memphis. Cameron Payne is out. Rajon Rondo starts at point. Game tips at 7. In hockey, bad news for Artem Anisimov. He is out for 3 to 4 weeks with a lower body injury. The Blackhawks are off today with Ottawa in town tomorrow. AHL, the Wolves host Texas tonight. Puck drops at 7. College hoops, NIT, Illinois State takes on UC Irvine. Game tips at 8:30. NCAA play-in games this evening. There's two more. NC Central faces UC Davis, followed by Providence and USC. And one NFL note, all charges of aggravated assault from an incident in February have been dismissed against Darrell Revis. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Schaumburg Ford. When searching for a new Ford, search for RoermanFord.com. The security leader for over 140 years. Trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Happy to grab a call or two before we get finished up here. 312-644-6767. They've got the batting cage down in the field getting ready for BP. The Cubs here with a night game at Sloan Park this evening. And everybody's putting everything together. And we will be leaving after the show, headed back, like we say, at Hooters in Orland Park tomorrow for our Dos Equis opener, the big tournament day where they're whipping you around from game to game, and you're looking live here, and you're looking live there, and then there's an upset alert, and next thing you know, somebody's screaming because they won something.
Player you're most looking forward to seeing compete in this tournament, or players. Ooh. There's a few guys for me. And there's a couple of guys who are going to be in the league next year. One of them is Lonzo Ball. I know he's got a bad hand, and, you know, his pops is doing his LeVar Ball thing. But the fact that there's so many Jason Kidd comparisons and great point guard comparisons for the guy, I want to see him dominate on the way out. Because the last time I felt like this, where I wanted to see a guy compete at this level before he goes to the pros, was Andrew Wiggins. And Andrew Wiggins had a terrible final game at Kansas. It was 4 points or something like that. He looked disinterested. And sometimes he floats a little bit in NBA games, but you could see, you know, the competitive nature has been ramped up a little bit. He's taking it professionally as like a business now. I want to see Lonzo Ball, even if they don't make it to the Elite Eight or the Final Four, I want to see Lonzo Ball do what he's done all year long against primetime competition after the first weekend.
I've enjoyed watching Malik Monk because he's got that wiggle to him. You know, he's going to find his shot.
He's like a pro.
He understands how to get his defender leaning backward and what to do when he does. So I've always enjoyed watching him. And obviously Frank Mason is somebody who, when he's just an electric player, and that's a
player of the year.
That's a college. And I don't know. I'm not sure.
He's a professional.
He is. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I see a super high ceiling. He's definitely a professional player. But if
Yogi Ferrell can go off for a week, 2 weeks, and Frank Mason's a better player than Yogi Ferrell.
Yeah, if we're just talking about guys we want to watch.
Tatum.
Well, always. Yeah. You see, the thing about Tatum, too, what I want to see out of him is matchup recognition about which guy he's got to be. Because his game is so versatile.
He's the best one-on-one scorer in the tournament.
What I like is when you see him saying, okay, I've got a smaller guy on me, and now I'm going to get him on my hip, and I'm going to drop-step him. And you see, and he understands, time to turn my back to the basket. And then they'll try to put a little bigger, longer guy on him. It's like, all right, jab, step, spin, move. And he's got a move, he's got a counter for each one of those situations. It just sometimes takes him a couple possessions. Or maybe it takes Krzyzewski a couple possessions and say, hey, look, you go to be this guy now.
I talked to a Western Conference guy who said that the Luol Deng and Timofey Mozgov moves were expressly so that they can get that top three pick because they want Jason Tatum. And the Knicks want Jason Tatum as well. Phil Jackson is in love with him. So, you know, there's a lot of Lonzo Ball talk, a lot of Markelle Fultz talk. But I think by the time this thing plays itself out, you're going to see Jason Tatum in that top two conversation. I mean, he's right now, he's top five player, no doubt. But I think he's going to creep his way up closer and closer to that overall number one pick. He's a 6'8", smooth forward who can put the ball on the deck and can shoot the ball. I mean,
just
he's terrific.
Oozes NBA.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, you're talking about checking the boxes, right? I mean, it's everything.
And he's got a frame that you can put a lot of muscle on still. He's going to be a nice player, man.
The 708, it's red bursting crotch dot with some Vegas advice for the previous caller, Alex. Says, splurging for the cabana when you can split it amongst a dozen guys is well worth it. So that's how I met Cedric Ceballos in the Palazzo pool quite randomly.
Yeah.
Who the hell is he?
Well,
Cedric Ceballos.
That's NBA
slam
royalty.
Dunk champ there.
Yeah, so we were talking. Yeah. Former rapper Cedric Ceballos. Also, I think I don't think he is anymore, but he was Phoenix Suns in-game host for a little while, too, and did a damn good job at doing it, like keeping everything flowing during
the
commercial breaks.
What was the weird story with
him? He went missing.
In Lake Havasu,
he went
missing. He disappeared. Mm-hmm. That's why
the Lakers
couldn't
find him.
I thought he might have been dead.
Yeah, Lakers couldn't find him. There was also like he was dating like an R&B chick and something. Like, that was part of the story. Like, they couldn't find him, and I believe the R&B girl. Like, Cedric Ceballos is still kicking, I believe.
Look at the team Cedric Ceballos played for. Phoenix Suns, L.A. Lakers, Phoenix Suns. Dallas Mavericks, Detroit Pistons, Miami Heat. Las Vegas Slam,
Harlem Globetrotters, mm-hmm. Hapoel Tel Aviv, Lokomotiv Mineralin Vody in Russia, Sioux Falls Skyforce, San Miguel Beermen, Los Angeles Stars, the Orange County Maywood Buzz, the Phoenix Flame, and then the Maywood Buzz from 2008 to 2011.
He enjoys basketball.
I like basketball.
Getting a check.
Sometimes. Some of these teams...
No pay.
Might get a check, might not.
No, yeah. Says Bottles is that dude, man.
We
yeah.
have run out of money to pay check. You get only jellied meat.
Yeah. And if you're buying a cabana for you and one other person, you're a crazy man. Like, if you're going to spend, I don't know, $1,500, something like that, you better have 10 of your closest friends who put up, you know, a little money and have a good party with it. But yeah, I'm with you, Red Bursting Crotch Dots. You go in and you get yourself a cabana and get yourself some bottles if that's what you're on. And you enjoy yourself.
He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. Are we going to say good evening to Lawrence Holmes?
Yeah.
Good. I don't know if it's like Bears All Access or something. No, I never know. Lawrence, you know, because I can't see Tom Thayer wandering around.
Chris Bowden or Zach or something like that.
It's always somebody I know. Something's weird.
We'll talk to Lawrence next on The Score.
Saturday and Sunday, the world champion Chicago Cubs are back on The Score for more spring training action. Saturday, it's Cubs and Brewers starting at 2:55. And Sunday, it's Cubs and Royals starting at 8:55. Live from Arizona.
Payoff pitch to Happ is drilled out into deep right center. Gone! A two-run homer!
Only on Sports Radio 670, The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
David recently hired a loan originator who worked for the lender who boasts about having low closing costs. And now David has additional proof that his closing costs are over $1,000 less than those of his competitors. David would like to make sure you secure the best rate and lowest closing costs by offering a closing cost challenge. If David can't meet or beat the closing costs of any of the lenders who advertise on the station, he will make a donation to the charity of your choice. When securing a mortgage, you can work with lenders who talk and talk and talk and talk and talk some more about their low closing costs, or you can work with David, a lender who actually has low closing costs. And then you think of the things you could do with that extra $1,000 when David's team originates your loan. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS 1918.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoVille and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoVille and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoVille, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
AS.com.
Fender benders. Cars take a beating. It's time to get it to Gerber. Gerber Collision and Glass. With locations across Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana, Gerber can start work today. Think you don't have time to wait for repairs? Gerber's faster than average cycle time has you in and out in no time. And when you stop into your local Gerber, enter to win tickets to watch the last Blackhawks home game of the season in a suite. Sweet. Stop by your local Gerber location and enter to win a pair of sweet tickets to watch the April 2nd home game. Get it to Gerber.
$99. That's it. This is huge. Brand new Hyundais, just $99 a month at Grossinger during our massive $99 sales event. You can lease a new 2017 Hyundai Elantra SE, just $99 per month. Get Hyundai spring cleaning event savings on a 2017 Santa Fe Sport for $139 per month. Grossinger has loaded up our inventory with new Hyundais arriving. We've got over 600 vehicles, so there's plenty to choose from. We said this was massive, just $99 a month. And every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 mile limited powertrain protection, and the Hyundai Assurance. But hurry, new Hyundai's just $99 a month. And soon, Grossinger Hyundai in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and GrossingerHyundaiNorth.com. That's GrossingerHyundaiNorth.com. Along for 36 months, Santa Fe 24-month lease plus tax title license at 172.15 dock fee. You must qualify. $29.99 due at signing plus tax title license at 172.15 dock fee. Fee zero security deposit expires at month end.
When growing your business, you need the right tools to help you build beyond the solid foundation you've set. Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Printers provide the tools to get the work done. Print you need when you need them. Engineered with your individual business needs in mind, Canon Maxify Printers will help you take your small business to the next level. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
The Pony Inn in Lakeview is on a mission to serve great food, cold beer, and give the neighborhood a local place to hang. It's why guests turn into regulars. With personalized flat screens at each table in the main bar, there literally isn't a bad seat, especially to catch college hoops action. Offering daily food and beer specials, the Pony's featuring $4 drafts of Rebel IPA all March long. Experience Rebel's new look and new taste as the feature beer of March. The Pony is on Belmont Avenue. See you there.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So we were both right. It is Bears All Access. However, you will hear Lawrence Holmes after that, just as you hear him right now back at the Score Studios. What's up?
What's happening in the desert, boys?
It's beautiful here. It was a little hot earlier, and I completely underestimated the effort that it would take to walk the mile in the desert sun from our hotel to here while carrying bags in each hand, and I was a mess.
Why wouldn't you get in a cab?
I didn't want to, and I thought it would be a nice walk and decent exercise, and it was way more.
The first hour, he suffered from heat stroke.
I bit off more than
you
I.
You know,
could
they
chew.
Have like a weather app on your phone, like no,
I
it's
knew,
already.
I know.
Sweatiness.
I know. I knew
on
I,
there.
I knew how hot it was. I underestimated the difficulty of carrying both bags the whole way.
He looked like he had been locked in a room full of raccoons.
He looked like a hostage.
Right. I looked like I would have actually been in perfect place and looked at home in the bar last night. Because people, I had that sort of odd mutant look to me.
Man, the pictures you guys were posting, I was looking at Jay's Instagram. It was like you guys ran into an Arizona version of Street Yanni. Like,
we forgot to tell Chris. We forgot to mention to Chris that we ran into his strength coach. Damn it.
No, you know that if it were Rizzo,
That's what the whole day was about.
No, it's
not. We tagged Chris Bryant, we tagged Rizzo.
But you know
what? Tagged Joe Madden.
Bryant would be like, "Oh yeah, okay, that's funny."
No, he would have got it. He seemed like a nice fellow who likes a laugh.
See, but Rizzo would have enjoyed it more.
I enjoy him wanting to be the spokesperson for Echo Brand. Yes, that is funny to me.
Yeah.
I think that's outstanding. And the idea that he could be, let's just get him on Sean John. I mean, that's still out there. They're still making ties, right?
Yeah, suits and stuff. Yeah. I feel like, you know, somebody, James Brown still wearing their suits. The football.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know. He might still be, too. I don't know what they buried him in.
Yeah, man. So what's been going on back there, man? What's the scuttlebutt these last couple of days that we've missed?
The last few hours has been interesting because Illini fans are very sensitive.
Oh, I know. They're very, very touchy.
Do they think
their
program is something that it isn't?
Well, Paul Feinbaum. Well, they do. But Paul Feinbaum had reported that Konzo Martin turned down a deal with Illinois worth $18 million. And it's pretty clear. I mean, considering the ties that Feinbaum has, it's pretty clear where that came from. And most of the people who cover Illinois, like Jeremy Warner, for example, mm-hmm. they kind of said, no, that didn't happen. And I tend to believe them. But some of the reasoning behind what Illini fans tweeted at me is, well, he's just trying to make Illini look bad. And I'm like, why? Like, who cares? Like,
nobody cares enough about him to do that.
Right.
And here's what I heard about that, by the way. I was told by an Illinois source there was no hard formal offer to Konzo Martin. However, there was discussion between intermediaries to the effect of would it be worth discussing this number of years, maybe at this amount of money? But both there's deniability if Illinois wants to say that didn't happen because there was technically no offer made, but they did explore a level of interest of years at that money.
Dan, as they should, right. As they should with any eligible coach. And now correct. Lorenzo Romar is out at Washington, mm-hmm. and kind of the postscript to the Konzo Martin thing is that he added Michael Porter Sr. to his coaching staff, or is going to, and Michael Porter Jr. is like the number one player in high school. So there you have that. So it's just funny to me, like how like angry people get and don't understand. I don't care. Look, if DePaul was in a situation where they were looking for a new coach, I don't care how many people turn them down, as long as they got the right person. So if at the end of this thing, if three or four coaches turn Illinois down and they end up with a great coach, mm-hmm. what does it matter that those guys turned you down?
It's the feelings. You know, I mean, there's been some ugly episodes when it comes to, you know, Illinois and Illinois
John
basketball.
Gross hiring took, I mean, how many? They were like five deep.
I think it was
list.
Six guys
six deep.
That they
just,
talked
not,
to.
Not just with coaching, but with the way the fan base has reacted to certain things. I mean, the Eric Gordon thing was a very ugly, ugly episode in Illinois basketball history, how they treated that young man and his family when, you know.
Cliff Alexander.
Yeah. So, I mean, every fan base has got their weirdos, and especially when you haven't won a lot, you don't deserve to be that kind of weirdo.
That's the whole thing. And so, you know, I think that it could be a great job, but it isn't right now. People throw, well, they've won. They're the 14th winningest program. So what?
Yeah, nobody cares. So what? Nobody knows and nobody cares. We thank Len Casper and Chris Bryant for joining us today. Want to also thank Peter Chase of the Cubs. Their media relations, is he director, vice president? I want to get his title wrong, but he was very helpful in facilitating some of the interviews
always
here
is.
For the shows and for the last couple days. And I also want to thank our hardworking engineer, Renee York.
He was abducted in his home country and found a couple years later, a couple days later, I should say.
That lady's a saint for having put up with us for the last couple of days. bless her soul.
and our hardworking producers, when they're not doing other things, our EP, Nick Shepkowski.
Been a lot of great players, and all they sons are whack. Kareem got a son? No. Magic Jordan got some sons. Jordan got sons. You know, Shaq got sons.
His son's pretty good, too.
His son is all right.
LeVar Ball, ladies and gentlemen. His madness is working. His madness is working.
He is entertaining, Alex. No question. The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
When you say he's going to be better than Steph, or he's better than Steph,
they
ask why me, not Chris Paul, Westbrook, right, whoever, Damian Lillard?
You're not going to say Damian Lillard. All of them too dark. You got to find the light-skinned ones.
To compare, to compare.
Yeah. Who does my middle shout look like? Oh, my God, all those players. He looks like Klay Thompson, and he shoots like him, too.
OG LeVar Ball, ladies and gentlemen.
I might be starting to like him.
Hey, dude, I think tomorrow we should talk about sufficient or insufficient daddying, because when you think about it, LeVar Ball, his thing has kind of worked. His thing is, and people talk about exploitation. I don't know if you can say that with him.
He said, what do you think UCLA is doing right now?
I don't think exactly.
Right. That's what he said. He's right.
He's doing everything that an agent or a PR person would do in about 6 months anyway.
I have to admit, I think I'm starting to enjoy what he's doing. Back at the Score Studios, helping out the last couple of days, Shane Reardon.
He's amazeballs. He's like the hottest hottie that ever hottied.
And his smile is totes adorbs.
Totes my goats. It's cray cray adorbs.
No, it's not.
And Anthony Gill.
Well, Stacey King, who does the Bulls game, calls him Jimmy McBuckets. Jimmy B. The B stands for Buckets. So, big shot.
Well, let's rework that one. Yeah.
Have another peppermint schnapps, Doug. Jesus. What is he talking about? What is he talking about?
Jimmy B. The B stands for bets.
Evidently. What is he doing?
The B stands for buckets.
No, it's not Jimmy Big Buckets. Buckets. The hell?
Jimmy B. Buckets.
The tuning fork is unarmed and disabled.
Vibrating.
Jimmy McBuckets.
All right. That's enough of that guy.
No, it's not. You got to check your notes there, bruh.
All right, Orland Park tomorrow.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Come hang out with us at Hooters in Orland Park. Have yourself some Dos Equis, and we watch some basketball. For Dan Bernstein, I'm Jason Goff. Signing off from Mesa, Arizona. Enjoy your evening, everybody.
We're done here. We're done here.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the Score.
Joe, Matt. All conversational roads out here right now lead to Ian Happ.
He's getting most of his ABs from the left side. It's not just good, it's like how hard he's hitting the ball. He's almost like pretty much put two pitchers in the hospital the last two games.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hey, if you're thinking of selling your home, don't go through what Deborah did. She listed her home with a friend, and after 2 months, her home didn't sell, taking a toll on the friendship. Oh, Debbie, Debbie, Debbie. Amy Kite stepped in, and Amy's cutting-edge marketing sold the home in just 20 days for $250,000. Those are the kinds of results you'll get if you hire Amy Kite to sell your home. Amy Kite from Keller Williams Infinity is the real deal when it comes to buying or selling homes. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call. It's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Amy's unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash, because that's the Amy Kite guarantee. Learn from Debbie's mistakes. She doesn't have a friend anymore, but damn it, Amy sold her home. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Again, that's 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Who doesn't want three times more? Three times more whipped cream on your sundae?
Keep it coming.
Or three times more vacation days?
Oh, I could get used to this.
Well, WOW is now giving you three times the internet speed without three times the price. So triple down and get internet plans starting at $29.99 a month. Visit WOWWay.com today. Offer for new customers and is subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit WOWWay.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
99 bucks. That's it. This is huge. Brand new Toyotas just $99 per month. During our massive $99 sales event, you can lease a new 2017 Corolla L just $99 per month. Drive a new 2017 RAV4 LE for only $126 per month. Grossinger has loaded up our inventory with new Toyotas arriving daily just for this event. We've got over 600 vehicles, so there's plenty to choose from. We said this was massive. Just $99 a month, and every new Toyota we sell is backed by the Grossinger Advantage, including free home delivery, car washes, and courtesy transportation, plus extended service hours. But hurry, new Toyotas just $99 a month in soon. Grossinger Toyota North in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and grossingertoyotanorth.com. That's grossingertoyotanorth.com. 36-month lease, T71132, four-cylinder auto, number T71142. You must qualify. 3876 due at signing, plus first payment, tax, title, license, and 172.15 dock fee. Zero security deposit. Offer expires 4/3/17.
Your creativity was hard at work when you first